on growing up, originality, and authenticity. Be careful, as broken people may try to trick you into becoming other than you really are. The longer they have you in their grasp, the harder it will be to divide who you are and who they want you to be. Our minds are really powerful and always work to ensure that we are one. So if you are tricked into doing something, your mind may make it look like it is who you are. But you have to carefully go back in your imagination and divide what you really would have done from what you were made to do. Adults go through their entire lives blaming themselves for things that they were tricked into doing. So this is very serious business. We have to carefully examine who we are. Assuming that the things you did while being manipulated are your own is a service for the bad people that tricked you into doing something that you wouldn't have ordinarily done. They won't teach you this in school, and many young people are constantly lied to so that they are more obedient and cause less problems. But growing up and decision-making is serious business and requires wisdom, truth, and authenticity. You don't want to become an adult who regrets their past. The grades in school are a lie, for example. Grades have nothing to do with your intelligence. You are not even learning for real. Everyone is just temporarily memorizing. But get this, even those who suspect that this is true will go through their entire lives thinking of themselves as C students. Please consider that it may not be possible to get a real education from a standardized curriculum, because everyone learns differently and at a different speed and in a unique sequence and probably at a different time of day. The only thing you can do in a standardized sequence and time period is memorize and then pretend you know something. Remember this. Remember not to judge your intelligence by the fake grades you get in school. Worse than messed up grades are pretenders, which by definition are liars as well. Rather than trying to become one of the popular kids, become you and create your own crew. Call it the A-team, the coolest kids in school. If you just pretend to be cool like pretenders do, be it by memorizing tests and becoming teacher pets, or maybe laughing at others or worse, then you don't really know yourself. All you will become is the whim of the group you follow. A lot of the bullies have their start in such an awful thing. They become a bully as not to be bullied, and that is terrible. The harm they cause by their own hand may just be inseparable from who they are, even if they are tricked or just want to be one of the popular kids. But don't worry, you are not going to become an outcast, as pretending to be cool is not the same as actually being cool. They are not the real cool people. Come on. The people you are looking to befriend are actually legendary. And they are mostly found in stories or videos, in narrated books and documentaries. And the way you join their group is by taking to narrated books and maybe writing your own books. Become a dreamer and a thinker capable of original thought beyond merely following others. Thought by thought will become knowledge and later wisdom. You will become a writer as you chronicle your journeys, and maybe come your wisest age, a philosopher or a great being. It will be hard to mark the beginning of your journey, but narrated books about adventure and growing up are a powerful way to leap forward in your development. As you grow older, nobody will care that you used to hang out with the popular kids. People will care about your wisdom, your adventure, your pursuits, and the stories you tell. What really matters is your originality and the paths you took along the way. Never follow, be it the more traveled by path or the grassy one. Avoid it completely, like the plague. Make your own way through life, so that at each age you are always you, and all your lessons are connected in a way that you can truly understand. Know that when it comes to real education, you are always learning, reading or listening to new books, and there is no graduation. Graduation is a silly idea. Take to adventure. Take to knowledge. Take to wisdom. And if it calls to you, take to greatness too.